Sunday Satsang, May 31st, 2020. Kapila Shiksha in Bhagavatam, third canto, 32nd chapter, 37th verse, describes four types of bhakti. Karmishra, Gamishra, Shuddha Bhakti. Please elaborate on this point. Karma Mishra, Gyana Mishra. Karma Mishra. Karma Mishra Bhakti is bhakti mixed with astrology or other types of material pursuit, worship demigods for material things or attachment doing karmakanda rituals because of the family tradition. Is mixing in karma with bhakti. And Gyanamishra bhakti, someone may be a devotee, but they're intellectual, so they start reading all kinds of shastras, Upanishads, and just for the pushpavacha, the kavitam, become enamored by the flowery words of the Vedas. And they mix this gyan with their bhakti. They spend lots of time reading far afield, Vedic books, all kinds of Vedic books, all kinds of. They read, get spun off into reading all kinds of Puranic stories and itihasas and other supplementary literatures, and lose the primary focus of hearing and chanting about Radha and Krishna and Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So we should read all the books of the Goswamis. We should be specified. Our knowledge should all be fully pure bhakti. Bhagavatam and Bhagavat related books. Goswami books are all related to the Bhagavatam. The Goswami books, Narottam, Vishwanath, Baladev, Krishnadas Kaviraj, and Davindas Thakur, they're all like children. They're all children of the Bhagavatam. They're all like daughters of the Bhagavatam. All these different scriptures that I mentioned by these great acharyas. So they all have the same Bhagavat Siddhanta. The Bhagavat Siddhanta is Braja Bhakti, Radha Krishna Prema Bhakti. So Rupa Goswami, he defines pure bhakti, anyabhi lashita shunyam. Gyanar Karmadya Navritam Anukhayana Krishnana Shivam Bhakti Uttama. And Bhakti Rasmita Sindhu. So he said, it should not be avritam. Our bhakti should not be covered by karma again. Sometimes we're a devotee, we get more into bodily health in yoga, and less into Shravanam Kirtan Vishwasmaranam. Sarup Siddha Bhakti gives us prema, gives us perfection. Sarup Siddha Bhakti means hearing and chanting about Krishna with a favorable attitude of mind. We should be always enthusiastic, and we should be Eknishtha. Eknishtha, you're fixed on Krishna and Krishna alone. Always reading about him. In the Srimad Bhagavatam 11th canto, Uddhava Gita, Chapter 20 is all about Shuddha Bhakti. You can read that, chapter 20. You know, karma is all mixed up with Varnashram Dharma, material things like astrology and Devata Puja. And Gyan is mixed up with other things. But there's some nice points in this chapter. This is chapter 20, 11th canto, verse 28. Important verse. Jata sharo makatasu nirvina sarakarmasu veda dukatmakam kaman parityagi parityage parityage pi yanishvara tato bhajeta mam prita shradalur dhrita nishchaya jushamanas chitan kaman dukodar kams tagarayan. Translation. Krishna is speaking to Uddhava Gita. When one awakens faith in narrations of my glories, and after being disgusted with all material activities, knowing that all sense gratification leads to misery, but he's still not able to renounce all sense enjoyment, my devotees should remain happy and worship me with great faith and conviction. Even though he sometimes engages in sense enjoyment, my devotee knows that all sense gratification leads to a miserable result, and he sincerely repents of such activities. This is Krishna describing the beginning stage of pure bhakti. A sincere devotee practically has seen that material sense gratification leads only to misery. This is a purport. And a sincere devotee wants to engage in Krishna service 24 hours a day without any personal motive and be established in his constant position as Krishna's eternal servitor. He prays to Krishna to elevate him to this exalted position. Because of past sinful activities and prarabdha karma and bad habits, when one may not be able to completely extinguish the enjoying spirit. So Krishna encourages such a devotee not to be overly depressed or morose, but remain enthusiastic with going doing bhakti. A pure devotee certainly feels spiritual affection for all living entities, including so-called wife and children. But he knows that the material bodily attraction leads to no good, for it simply entangles one and one's so-called relatives in a miserable chain reaction of fruitive activities, karma bandhana. Devotee thinks, one who is steady, he thinks, By my previous shameful life, my heart is blue with many illusory attachments. Personally, I have no power to stop these material attachments. Only Krishna within my heart can remove all these inauspicious contaminations. No matter what happens, I will never give up my service to Krishna. Even if Krishna places millions of obstacles on my path, and even if because of my offenses I go to hell, I will never stop serving Krishna. I am not interested in jnana or karma. Even if Brahma personally comes before me offering such engagements, I am not slightly interested. Although I am attached to material things, I see clearly they lead to no good because they simply give me trouble and disturb my bhakti to Krishna. Therefore, I sincerely repent my foolish attachments so many material things, and I'm patiently awaiting for Krishna's mercy. A devotee is very attached to his relationship with Krishna. Therefore, he sincerely laments his occasional lapses into sense enjoyment. But he never gives up his enthusiasm to serve Krishna. Lord here advises, although one should sincerely repent, one should not become unhappy or depressed. One should understand that because of his past misdeeds or sins, he You must occasionally suffer disturbances from material mind or senses. Faith in Krishna is so powerful that in due course of time it will automatically give one detachment and perfect knowledge. A sincere devotee must be convinced that simply by the strength of bhakti and the mercy of Krishna, he will achieve everything auspicious in life. One must believe that Krishna is all-merciful and he's the only real goal of one's life. Such determined faith, combined with a sincere desire to give up sense enjoyment, will carry one over all the obstacles of this world. By faithfully hearing of the mercy and glories of Krishna, one will gradually become free from all material desire and clearly see at every moment the utter frustration of sense gratification. Chanting Krishna's glories with firm faith and conviction is a powerful spiritual process and enables one to give up all material association. So just keep on serving Krishna. And everything will work out perfectly. By Krishna's mercy. Anyabhi lashita shunyam. Gyanar karanavi avitam. Jai Radhe. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe.